AP News, I'm Haya Pinjwani. Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado discussed her country's future with U.S. President Donald Trump at the White House today, even though he's dismissed her as an option to take over as an audacious U.S. military raid captured then-President Nicolas Maduro. Machado says she presented Trump with her Nobel Peace Prize medal and said she had done so as a recognition for his unique commitment with their freedom. The UN Security Council is hosting an emergency meeting to discuss Iran's deadly protests at the request of the United States. That's as Trump is left unclear about what actions he would take against the Islamic Republic. At the meeting, U.S. Envoy Mike Waltz says the actions of the Iran regime need to come to an end.
This is a regime that rules through oppression, through violence, and through intimidation, and has destabilized the Middle East for decades. Well, enough is enough.
There's more tension in Minneapolis between ICE agents and the public. The AP's Ed Donahue.
This man got tear gas in his eyes.
There you go. All right, here we go. All right. Keep pouring water.
There you go. Keep going.
Oh, there we go. Ugh. I know. Don't rub. Listen to me.
It comes as President Trump threatens to invoke the Insurrection Act in Minnesota to deal with the protesters. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem was asked why people in Minneapolis are being asked on the street to provide proof of citizenship.
In every situation, we're doing targeted enforcement. If we are on a target and doing an operation, there may be individuals surrounding that criminal that we may be asking who they are and why they're there and having them validate their identity. That's what we've always done.
The law allows presidents to use the military domestically, but only on rare occasions. I'm Ed Donahue.
The average long-term U.S. mortgage rate is now down to its lowest level in more than 3 years. The benchmark 30-year fixed rate mortgage rate eased to 6.06 this week. This is AP News. A new stamp is honoring legendary heavyweight Muhammad Ali.
I'm going to float like a butterfly and sting like a bee.
He is known as the greatest. His widow, Lonnie Ali, spoke at the unveiling in his hometown of Louisville, Kentucky.
Muhammad spent his life showing up and showing us that true greatness is not measured by who we knock down, but who we lift up.
The stamp is bold with black and red graphics and a 1974 Associated Press photo of Ali in his prime, while the stamp sheet features him in a pinstripe suit, recognizing his work as an activist and humanitarian. The three-time heavyweight champion fought Parkinson's disease for over 3 decades and died in 2016. Former Louisville Mayor Greg Fisher said,
"Courage has no expiration date. Compassion outlasts the moment. And when you stand for what is right, your actions echo through time."
I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.